And it is a day of new beginnings for us, okay? Some of us, there's some things that we've gone through, went through last year. They need to be dropped off of us. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Need to be cast over onto the Lord.
Amen.
So that today can be a new beginning for you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So as the service goes on today, more is going to be revealed about this. But keep in mind and in your spirit, the day is a new beginning for you.
Yes.
But it's up to you to be willing to harvest that new beginning.
Yeah.
I can see a starting line right here in front of me. But if I don't get up to that starting line and then continue on, it doesn't do me any good. It doesn't do me any good. If you want today to be your day for a new beginning, you have to harvest it. You've got to be willing. You've got to be willing. Or otherwise, these are just words I'm saying. But if you grab hold of them, the power, the glory will grab hold of you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
A prayer. Hey, if there's anybody right now that wants prayer right now, come on down here.
Today, let's do that. Great things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Today, there's going to be some great new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you see, when we start something new, you don't go back to those old things. You don't go back out to those old worn out things. Today's the day for new beginnings. And the power of God is about to launch you into your 2024. Amen. The victory is yours. Are you ready to harvest your miracle? Are you ready to harvest your new beginning? Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things.
Great. Say it together. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting them to show up and to be real.
Yeah.
And to manifest all the glory of God. I'm expecting it. God said it. He'll do it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Listen, you got something. I skipped you. Well, that's not good. God was saving the best for last. Amen.
Amen.
Because you see, Miss Rose, you started your new beginning before 24, didn't you? So, receive it in the name of Jesus. You keep doing what you're doing. You see, you and Bill have set your face toward the Lord. You're looking in that mirror, and it's transforming you day by day. You see, but none of us are fully there yet. But every day is more glory, and there's more glory. We stepped into it. We step into it. You see, you've dreamed, you believe, you spoke. So receive your life and receive your miracle. Full in 2024. Father, we thank you for this. We praise you for this. I thank you for the word that you're depositing into Rose's heart. And Father, I thank you when the time's right, it will come forth with boldness and with power in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You just relax and do what God says. It's that simple. We praise you for this, Lord. We thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, listen. This new beginning is still, it's still starting. It ain't over. But, so you just continue to, you just continue to rake in your harvest here this morning, okay? We serve a good God. You know, some people say, well, some certain things never change, or he'll never change, or she'll never change. Let me tell you something. Nothing's impossible for my God. Nothing's impossible for the God of the harvest. Maybe you just need to change your mindset. Amen. And there's, and the Bible tells us a great way to do that. Says it to use the Bible. Have you renew your mind. Amen. So let's keep our mind fresh and new. And the things that need to change that maybe seem like, well, they just want, they've always been this way and they just won't change. Well, if you keep thinking like that, you don't let them change in the in your spirit first. And they can't manifest on the outside. But I assure you, without shadow of doubt, if you grab hold of it, there is nothing that can't be harvested. Sow the seed, the sower sows the word. So there's something very important about the promises of God in 24. Now, they've always been important. But God's instructing us right now that the promises of God, for us to grab a hold of them and to apply them to every situation and every area of our life. And when we do that, when we sow that word and we allow it to grow, there will be a harvest. We can harvest every promise that's in our Bible. We can harvest every one of those. Or we can continue to keep looking like the world and not have any promises. Or I've heard about them, but I'm not sure they really work. Or I tried that and it didn't work. Well, we don't try things like that. We do things like that. Amen. God's word is creative. It is powerful. It's sharp. It changes things, you see. And I'm not going to start a new beginning to go down the same old road again. Starting a new beginning to walk down streets of gold. Amen. You see, God's glory rolled down these aisles this morning up to here. Question is this just another Sunday for you? Oh well, if you treat it common, it's just another day for you. If you treat it holy, like it should be, it's the best day of your life. It's a new beginning for you. Amen. We serve an abundant God. We serve a good God. He's tired of you walking around with less than what he paid the price for. So you see, back to the promises. Find a promise in there. We've been taught them. Learn some new ones and sow them. You ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what promises do I need to sow into this situation, into this area of my life? He will show you. And when He drops it into your spirit, you speak it out in faith. And then you declare that it's harvest time. Because that's what it is in 2024, people. There's no more things as usual, treating things common. God's taking us. He's leading us to places. And He's leading us together. Amen? He is leading us together. So Father, we thank You for this today. Thank You for what You're doing here today. And I thank You that You're not done. Offering time?
Yeah. I've just been chomping at the bits. I'm telling you, this week I was listening to Bill Winston, and he gave this word. And I'm telling you, I did me a jig right there in my living room. This so excited me, and I hope it excites you as much as it excited me. It's Amos 9:13-15. Yes, indeed. It's in the message. Yes, indeed. It won't be long now, God's decree.
Yes.
Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. Yep. One thing fast on the heels of the other, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. Amen. I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. They'll rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. And I'll plant them on their own land. I'll never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. God, your God, says so. Hallelujah. Get your wine glasses ready. It is Amos 9:13-15. I am telling you that, woo, that blessed my soul. I even sent it to several people. I sent it to Bart, and he said, man, get the wine glasses ready. We fixing a drink of the good wine. I am telling you, this morning I was on my way to church and the Lord said, restoration. It's time for restoration. God said He's fixing to restore unto you the years the cankerworm's eaten. He's going to bless you. And I was hearing Jensen Franklin this morning and he was talking about the fig tree. And he said, you may get dug around and you may get donged, but just wait because the fruit's coming. So don't dig it up. Don't cut it down. Just keep on believing. I'm telling you, God's got some good stuff for us this year. And restoration, the things y'all been waiting for a long time, David Herbert. God's going, woo, He's going to bring them to pass. I'm telling you, you can believe it. If God said it, you can believe it. Restoration. Lord Jesus, we just praise You. We thank You for Your word. We thank You that we drink of the new wine. We thank You, Lord, that word says blessings on top of blessings. Whew, I thank You, God. I thank You, this church. Blessings on top of blessings. I thank You, Lord, we're in the increase. We're in the restoration. We're in the healing. I thank You, jobs are coming, raises are coming, promotions are coming, increases on the house. We have increased the more and the more, us and our children. The blessing of the Lord, it makes us rich, and You add no sorrow to it. We have increased. Wealth and riches are in our house. And Lord, I thank You. I believe that we receive it. Your word is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And that You watch over that word to perform it. So there's blessings on this house this morning. And we thank you as we give in tithes and offerings this morning, the blessings on it. The blessings on it, the hundredfold blessings on it. And we just take it and we believe that we receive it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's give our praise team a great hand clap today. Woo-hoo! Upstairs as well. Thank you, guys. God is a God of all good things. Amen. He is good all time. Jesus in the morning. Jesus at the noontime. All right. We got him 24/7, don't we? All right. Call on him. That's what he wants you to do. He is your shepherd, and he will take care of you. If he got us through the last 5 years, he'll get us through anything else. Amen? God is great. Thank y'all for being here today. And I thank God for what's happening here today. Boy, I'm glad we didn't get that bulletin printed up. We'd have been in trouble. If we'd had stuck to that bulletin, and we'd have been in trouble, wouldn't we? But we didn't have a bulletin. The Holy Ghost is our bulletin. And thank you guys and girls and ladies and gentlemen and all of you that respect the fact that the Spirit of the Lord is what drives the train. It's not us. It's not something that religious. We just want God to do what God wants to do. Amen? And He wants to do something good for you today. And He has, right? And we received it today. I said out loud, I'm better now than I was before. All right, praise God. Let's go in our Bibles, please, to Philippians chapter 3. And we'll start reading, I think, with about three scriptures here. We'll start with 13, and we'll do through 15. Everybody good? There's been so much said this morning, what Jay shared and the others shared, and good. I'm telling you, it's right on target. We are about to enter into a time that the church is just going to explode. Thank you, baby. I appreciate that. The church is about to explode. Well, if we don't get any happier than that, it ain't gonna happen here. Well, that's Jimmy. I've heard him before. Let me tell you what. You're going to hear me again today. Whoa, what happened to me, Andy? Whoa. Power of God came in here. The church is ready to explode. God's ready. The world's getting darker. We're getting brighter. Amen. There's so many things in front of us. And as we look at them, and we should look at them, that what's the world going through? What's this going to happen here? What's going to happen there? Be of good cheer, Jesus said. I've overcome the world. There's going to be tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Doesn't mean they're going home with you. Amen. We're going to be of good cheer. We've overcome the world in Christ Jesus. You're a world overcomer. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. 1 John 5:4. If you're not going to write that down, if you hadn't heard it already here, you hadn't been here much. But anyway.
You know, Jimmy, the word says, be of good cheer. If we're praising Him,
yes. Yes. That's faith. Woo! Praising God and worshiping God is good cheer. Amen. If you were doing that, you're in good cheer. Because you're not sad, not mad at God. Anybody here mad at God? No. I got good news for you. He's not mad at you. He is not mad at you. So just love Him back. Amen? And we do that. We do that. Y'all are the best. I give God all the praise for you guys. But here we go. We're not going to talk long because we don't have long. If we want to come back tonight, we're going to have to leave here sometime, Jackie.
I know it.
All right. Yeah, praise God. Brethren, so Paul's writing to the Philippians. And the believers there, he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Now, Paul, of all people, was the Pharisee of the Pharisees. He had it all going for him, buddy. He was on a fast track to being the chief priest. He was on the way to the top. He was smarter than the rest. He did more than the rest. He pleased them, the people. He pleased those that were above him, the Sanhedrin. He pleased them all because he was real religious, and this is what they thought they needed to be doing. But let me tell you something. When God shows up, something's about to change. If you're in that tree today, God's looking at you, and your days of being the same are different. When you get up in a tree and you put out the effort to get up in a tree, when you made the effort to come to church today, we're expecting something to happen. We sang the song, I give myself away. Hallelujah. That's what we do. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. We've been bought with a price, a great price. I don't belong to Jimmy anymore. I belong to him. And the good part is, he belongs to me. Isn't that great? I think he got the bad end of that deal, don't you? He got me and I got him. That should have been funnier than that. This side over here, y'all need to prime y'all up a little bit over here. Hallelujah. Male's getting primed up. God's good. Diane, would you do me? You need to do something. Jimmy's upstairs. That's fine, right where you are. You just need to go stand by Anthony if you don't mind. Isn't God good? I like God. I like God when He does good things. Amen. That's all the time. I just stand right out there in the aisle just a little bit. There you go. Perfect. God wants you to know this family is not happenstance. This family has a purpose. It has a call, and you will achieve it. You've done well. You've stood strong. You've faced things. But God says, I'm carrying you on through. I'm carrying you to a time where there's going to be great power, great blessings, and great anointing in your household, in your lives. Keep on going, though. Can't stay here. You got to keep going, looking, pressing into the things of God. Amen? Amen. Okay, cause. Brethren, I count, you may go to back to your seat now, Dan. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. So what's my attitude? I may have doctorate degrees. I may have been through 18 seminaries. I may have all this. I may have all the fame and the riches in all the whole wide world. But Paul says, who had basically all that, I count not myself to apprehended. Don't be prideful. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will promote you. Amen? We have to humble. Don't think, you know, that you're better than anybody else. Nobody here does that. But when we like that, we can't judge either, can we? We cannot judge. That doesn't mean we're not standing for truth, but you can't judge. We're not qualified because by the grace of God, we're on the other end of that stick. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend. Now, let's take a little wisdom from Paul today. You want to? He'd been to heaven a time or two. He's heard God a time or two. He met him on the road to Damascus. Changed his life. Rocked his world. Amen. And when he did, he rocked ours too. Because without Paul, we might not be here. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend. Let's think like this. I have not arrived. Let's say it out loud. I have not arrived. I'm still under construction. Therefore, I'm going to get me a hard hat to wear to church that says I'm still under construction. I count not myself to apprehend it. When you get to that prideful point, it's time to hit the brakes and get off your bicycle because you're about to have the biggest wreck you've ever had in your life. I did that one time. I thought I was so good. I got one of those banana bicycles, you know, when they first came out with the long seat and the high handlebars and the little wheel. I was used to those big old wheels, you know, because I'm old. And that's how they used to make them. So I was going down the road there in Nelton and going just wheel up into Nancy, remember the old store? And it had the big doors down the back. I was going to wheel up in there. Well, I did. I was just flying out there and I turned that thing. And Junior, my mathematics didn't work because big handlebars, little wheel, you don't have to turn much. I turned a lot and I went, just like I did the other day when I hit my head on the bird bath. You know what this is about anyway. Ann did not hit me. I just cleared it all up. We have policemen in here and everything, and we have paramedics. We have all kind of folks in here today, and I think they're going to start following me around. But anyway, we don't bubble wrap. I heard some bubble wrap. I can stand some bubble wrap. I count not myself to apprehend. Look, y'all, we'll never attain till we get there. All glory goes to God. Without Him, as the song says, I would be nothing. Without God, we couldn't have air to breathe. He's responsible for everything that's ever happened good in your life. And He's not near done. Amen. Dana, you think good things have happened? Just going to get better. And we're going to pray right now because God just paused me right here. And let's join hands with somebody close to us. We're going to pray for our church body. Things to overcome right now. And we're going to pray and agree, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we agree that our church body and our families will be free of any of the curse of the law. Spiritually whole, mentally whole, physically whole, financially whole, socially whole, and mentally whole. Lord, we are whole in You. And we agree. Jesus, You paid for it on the cross. You were resurrected to fulfill it. We thank You for doing it. You're enforcing that right now. If we'll believe in You and walk in You, we receive it in the name of Jesus. We are whole in the name of Jesus. Nothing missing, nothing broken at Faith Outreach. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said,
amen.
I have not, have I said this before? I have not counted myself to have apprehended. Have I said that 14 times? But this one thing I do. Ever say, this is what I'm going to do. This one thing. This one thing I'm going to do in 2024. I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. That's good, Dana. Let them go. Forget it. You know, that's what God did with your sin. If He can do that, I can forget my boo-boo back a while back, you know, whatever. This one thing I do. If there's one thing you could do, Paul says, I'm forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to those things which are before. Now, forgetting those things which are behind is really good, really important. Because until you do, you cannot reach forward. Because you're still reaching back. You're going down life's highway driving in the rearview mirror. What is that going to do? It's going to cause a big crash. Let's start looking out at the big window, the big picture, out through the windshield. Forgetting those things which are behind. Can we do that this morning? Probably a lot. Some in here have been hurt this past year or had gone through some things. We've all gone through some things. But let's forget those things. They're gone. You can't get them back. Why do you want them back if they're bad? Amen. We forget those things and we go forward. I'm reaching to those things which are before. Everybody say, I'm reaching out. I'm reaching out to the things that are in front of me. This is Paul writing. He's been through a few things. And he came to this conclusion in this letter he wrote to the Philippians. And he's writing this letter today to the church at Oklahoma. Forget those things in the past. Press toward the future. They're going to be good. Reaching forth to those things which are before. Verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What am I going to do in 2024? Well, you know, I'm going to buy a new tractor and I'm going to do this. And that's good. God wants you to have a tractor. Ann wants one. Anybody here want to give a tractor to Ann? Please don't. Because you know who will be driving it. If you do, make sure it's air conditioned, please. But we're pressing. That word press means there's opposition. The devil doesn't want you to receive anything God's got. He's going to throw that kind of things in your way. But let me tell you where he lives, under your feet. We talked about it earlier this morning, the authority we have as believers. He has no authority. Jesus said the devil has no authority. Jesus said it like this. All authority and power has been given to me. Where does Jesus live? His spirit lives in you. Amen? So if he has it all, how much has the devil got? None. So why am I letting him bully me around? Stand up, church! Around the world, stand up! Begin to shine. The darkness is all around. Begin to shine. The one thing this world needs is you and me. The people of God. Amen? We're just getting our toes wet just a little bit. If the Lord wills, we'll do this. We'll get into this some more tonight. And I'm going to say this with all honesty. What we're going to be teaching today, tonight, maybe a little longer, may be the most important thing we ever shared. It's that serious. There's never been a generation where you and I are. Never. There's been some generations that had some tough stuff. But we're facing end times. The last of the last days. So Paul says here, I'm forgetting the past. I'm pressing on to what's in front of me. I'm pressed toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Can we all, within our own heart and mind, decide to press toward the mark? It's going to be some effort involved, Diane. It's going to take some effort. I'm going to have to do more than I did before. But if you're doing it for God, I'm going to tell you something. It gets to be fun. Now, your body's going to say, wee, 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 I want my Bible. Just like a little baby. But tell it to be quiet and just go for God. In about 2 or 3 weeks, your flesh will shut up. Amen? It's like exercise. I don't want to exercise. Well, you just get started. First week, pretty rough. I don't want to go. I'm paying for this. But after 2 or 3 weeks, you look forward to going. Because your body has come around. Your body will come around in the things of God just the same way. I don't want to go to church. Well, get up and go anyway. Tell your body to shut up. We talk about that Wednesday night. Just shut up. Now, don't tell people to shut up. You can tell yourself to shut up. And tell the devil to shut up, okay? I press toward the mark for the high prize of the calling of God. Are you pressing for the high prize for the calling of God to be on your life? If you're not, what are we doing? If we're not pressing into the things of God, if we're not growing spiritually, if we're not looking forward to tomorrow, if we're not looking forward to the next age, if you're not looking forward to the rapture, if you're not looking forward to heaven, we need to talk to you right now. Because heaven's going to be a lot better than what it is down here. But while I'm here, there are people just like Zacchaeus. They're in a tree looking at you today. You may be the only Jesus, as it's been said, that they'll ever see. We say we're Christians. People are watching. And what's going to happen is these people that are in the darkness that have let go of God or haven't met God yet either are going a million miles an hour into the darkness. Well, it looks cool, Joyce. It looks popular. It looks like the new thing to do. There's a way that seems right to man. Proverbs 14:12. There's a way that seems right to man, but the end is destruction. Have you ever had a project? Boy, I tell you what, I got this all figured out. It didn't turn out quite that way, you know. But God's got your life figured out. He's got a plan for you. All I have to do is listen. All I have to do is read. Get back to the Bible. This book. We'll just stop right there. I press toward the mark of the prize. That, he says, I. Right? I. We don't need to say, you need to do this. You need to do this. Hey, you on this side, y'all need to do better. You need to press. You better get here. Better part your hair on the right. Oh, David, I'm sorry. Anyway. He's my brother-in-law now, you know. You don't do it just right, you're going to go to hell. They get them ear screws out of your ear over there. Glory to God. That woman in that green shirt over there. Glory to God. Look at her. She done cut her hair, too. Well, that's okay. If that's your church, fine. But God's not interested in all that. He's interested in your heart. He's interested in you. He's interested in every human being that's alive and breathing on the earth right now. He died for us all. So his heart should be like mine, and mine should be like his. Amen. Do we care? Yes, we do. That's why we pray, and that's what we do. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Where was I? I was right up here. But what was I doing up here, Lynn? I'm not apprehended. I let go of those things. There are some things in my life. There's something that if you don't have a wife and you can't figure it out, find a wife and she'll tell you what you need to let go of. The Bible says he has a wife has a good thing. It did say thing. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I never thought of that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a good thing. Thank God for you women. Y'all make us better. Make us prettier for sure. But we're entering into a time That is very serious. But a time of great joy. God has some things to tell us about the age that we are in and where we're going. It doesn't look like fun. But don't forget, you don't have to go there. We're the church. Even while we're here, good things are going to happen. Because God said in Joel 2:21, if you've not written that down, write it down somewhere. Put it on your fridge. That's where you'll go more often than anywhere else. Or put it on your TV. Joel says, God says this, I will do great things. Expect great things to happen in your life. In the middle of your crisis. That's where we need them. And that's when he'll show up. But he'll bless you in the good times. He's just going to bless you all the time. But the world's going to get worse, but we're going to get better. There's some things happening. And I just want to tell you, just to get this out of your way, because the devil will come immediately when we get to talk about these things. Well, they've been saying that for 50 years. Well, they've been saying it last days. Everybody say last days. They, I don't know who they is, but glory to God. They is, they are, whatever. They're out there. Last days. Do you know when the last days started? Day of Pentecost. Peter stood and said, in the last days. This is that. In the last days. Pentecost triggered last days. That was 2,000 years ago. This is probably the longest dispensation, by far the dispensation of grace or the age of grace. And we're at the end of it. When we get to the end of grace, when we get to the end of the church age, it's bye-bye. God's taking over. Amen? But we're in the last days, so don't let the devil tell you, well, you know, it ain't going to happen for another 50 years. Well, so what? It's going to happen. Could be the next 50 minutes. Could be the next 50 seconds. Nothing has to happen now for the rapture to take place. We're gone. You don't want to miss that trip. Amen. Well, hallelujah, glory be to God. Somebody's calling you. Sounds important. We appreciate these ladies and gentlemen coming. Hallelujah. Let's all stand up. Be back tonight at 6 if you can. This is going to be very, very important, the next few meetings we have. And if you want to know some more about the last of the last days, if you want to know a lot of stuff, what's the one thing, what's the sign that's going to show that we're in the last days? When are you going to do this, Jesus? Well, tonight we'll tell you. Because Jesus told us, plain as the nose on your face, and what the problem is and what we're going to have to do with it. Sounds exciting to me. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we put a little music on there, sir? A little soft music. Oh, it's going. I hear it now. Thank you, Andy. Praise God. As we bow our heads, Father, in the name of Jesus, we've recognized your soft, sweet, wonderful spirit in this place today. It's good to be home. It's good to be with our brothers and our sisters. It's just good. You're here and they're here. I pray, Lord God, for anyone in this room that's still in the tree looking around. I pray, Lord, for anyone here that's not feeling well or experiencing difficulty in any way. Jesus, Jesus is our answer. He is our Savior. He's our healer. He's our provider. He's our peace. He's our enduring spirit. He is everything that is good. And He can fix it all. Lord, right now, I pray for any and all of us that have things in our mind that need to just be forgotten. Most of them probably petty things. Just need to let them go. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm looking forward to this coming year. Oh God, all things are possible if I can believe. I'm believing for something good to happen. I'm expecting something good to happen. So Lord, I'm asking that you, that all of us in here right now can say with our mouth and with our heart, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for me. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is now my Lord and Savior. Jesus, come in. Save me, heal me, and make me right with you. And from this day forward, my old life is gone. Lord, as Verdell would say, that old man is dead. The new man's alive. And he lives forever. Lord God, put within us an understanding heart, a watchful eye, strength and courage to do great things for you. And Lord, most of all, as for me, and probably all of us, it's not about me. It's all about you, Lord. You make things right. And we give you the praise for it and the thanksgiving in advance. In Jesus' name, dismiss us now, Lord, in the power of your Spirit and the knowledge of your word. And everybody said amen. Tell somebody, love them before you go. Any visitors, be sure and speak to them.